This week is Thanksgiving, a time when families get together and share memories. That's just what African Americans across the country have been doing at StoryCorps Griot. Each Tuesday, we bring you a story from this project. Today, we hear from Gregory and Lloyd Porter. They came to StoryCorps in New York City to remember their mother, Esther Thompson, who passed away in 1994.
Tell me about Mom.
If you were sick, stressed out about something, or whatever, I remember many times Mom coming in, sometimes in the middle of the night. She loved waking you up in the middle of the night. Either she had a dream about you.
Right.
I was thinking about you, so you'd be sitting up at the end of your bed, and she'd put that hand on your back, take your head, and bring it to her bosom, you know, rub your back counterclockwise. It was just like, why do my troubles seem so minuscule right now?
Somehow, the back rub made it like, I'm okay. That or the fried egg sandwich would do. Remember, I went to Africa, and it was just like 1,000 degrees. I was stressed out, and I just woke up one morning like, I need my mama's fried egg sandwich. I got to get out of here. I was ready to go home that day. I said, like, I got to go home and get an egg sandwich.
The egg sandwich represented home, represented comfort, and Mom, yeah. She so permeated my life that it's difficult for me to write a song that doesn't have something about her in it. So, okay, I had this relationship go bad. I wrote a song, and I'm like, this is the furthest thing from my mother. But my mother, she crept into the lyrics. I feel just like a kite, but one without a string. One that is floating around, I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I wish my mama was here. A strong, steady rose. She would know what to do, what to say, how to pray to make things better. I didn't even write these lyrics when I went to record the song. That just came out.
Gregory and Lloyd Porter at StoryCorps in New York City. The StoryCorps Griot booth is currently in Memphis. Next stop is Harlem, New York. All the Griot Initiative recordings are archived at the Library of Congress. A copy of each interview will also go to the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C. Find out how to record your interview and to hear more from StoryCorps Griot at npr.org/newsandnotes.
Support for StoryCorps comes from AT&T, with additional funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.